Your conference is being recorded.
Hey, hi everyone. This is Heather Van Cura. Thanks for joining the June 2018 public EC meeting. We'll go ahead and kick off. This is the first public EC meeting of 2018. We'll have another one in December 2018. Our agenda for today is JCP.next discussion, as well as a item from the London Java community, crowdfunding to support Java standards. So I will pull up, if you're following along in the presentation in real time on WebEx, have the PMO topics slides up. We did already complete the roll call. Just double check if we aren't missing anyone. We're missing at this point ARM, Andres Almere, Eclipse Foundation, Ivar Grimstad, Microdoc, and SAP. Is that correct? Anyone
this
from there?
This is Nicholas from Microdoc.
Okay. Hi, Nicholas. Present. Anyone else that I missed? Okay. Great. All right. So in the JCP, we do have rules around EC member attendance. So that's why we take the roll call. And there's consequences in terms of voting privileges for Java specification requests that come through. And then, of course, if members aren't attending meetings altogether, they will forfeit their executive committee seat. So on the agenda for today, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about JCP.next, as well as crowdfunding Java standards, an effort from the London Java community that's being led. So I will go ahead and pull up, I think, the JCP.next discussion to start with. So JCP.next is an effort that started about 5 years ago. Basically, the JCP evolves itself to keep up with the needs of the Java developer community and ecosystem. And we do evolution of the JCP process documents, the governance of how the JCP operates through the JSR process itself. So we've had several JSRs throughout the life of the JCP happen in that way. So that from back in the very beginning, starting in 2000, we started having JSRs to evolve the JCP. But in the last 5 or so years, we've had three JSRs to evolve the JCP process. The first looking more at transparency and how to open up the expert group. The second looked more at the structure of the executive committee and merging and consolidating and streamlining the JCP executive committee. And the third looked mostly at how to broaden participation and remove barriers for developers who wanted to get involved and engaged in the JSR development process. So now that we've completed that last effort, JSR 364, back in 2016, to enable broader participation, I think we've looked at the membership, and we have hundreds of new members join the JCP. So I think to a large extent, we were successful with those efforts that we had through the umbrella effort of JCP.next. So I think at this point, we're at a stage where we've had a lot of changes in the ecosystem in terms of migration of Java EE8 to the Eclipse Foundation and having fewer JSRs actually being developed through the JCP program itself. And in addition, with the Java SE, with the Java platform migrating to a rapid development cycle via OpenJDK, more of a code-first model, what do we want to look at in terms of the JCP Executive Committee and how to evolve to meet the needs of the Java ecosystem? So we discussed this in the May Executive Committee meeting, essentially saying, you know, we have the fundamentals of the JCP. We have the agreements that are signed, so the legal agreements, the Java specification participation agreement. If we want to modify the JCP, it's done through the JSR development process itself with the executive committee serving as the expert group. And what are the things that we want to look at in terms of how can we continue to further evolve the JSR's development and the JCP itself, given the reality of what's actually being developed through the JCP at this point. So what the executive committee will be working on starting this month is a new process change JSR to change the process document itself, and we'll do that through a working group. So just as we've done through previous JCP.next efforts, we'll do that in the open, so we'll have summaries available for the community to follow along and see what we're discussing and review the draft as we actually go through the JSR development process, so you'll have an opportunity to give us feedback during that time. But I want to just take a few minutes to review some of the things that we've discussed that might be included in the scope of that JSR that we'll obviously discuss as a group together and decide what actual changes will be made. But first, obviously, on the agenda, we'll be looking at how we can streamline the process itself. Even though I've been involved in the community and the community itself for over 15 years, looking at the process document through fresh eyes, a lot of the wording that's still in the process document talks about or refers to development happening specification first and also kind of behind closed doors, so not being developed in the open. So look at how we can align ourselves and our processes with the fact that all JSRs that are being developed through the JCP at this point are happening code first. So whether they're part of the Java SE platform or if they're standalone JSRs being developed by community members, they're happening in an open source project first. They're happening in the open, and the specification and the test suite are following along behind that. So modifying our processes and looking at ways we can bring ourselves more up to date in terms of the software development model and life cycle versus kind of where we came from and more of a closed waterfall style model of development. So we'll be looking at the text descriptions and the JSR milestones and seeing how we can, what maybe needs to change or be modified to reflect current times. As well, we have more of a continuous delivery expectation now, and we're starting to see JSRs being developed more in that model as well. So maybe traditionally we had things go final and then it starts all over again, but oftentimes, as you see in open source projects, things continue to evolve and iterate over time. So how can we modify how a JSR moves through the life cycle of the JCP program itself? Either through allowing maybe multiple final releases or looking at other ways for JSRs that continue on a continuous basis to be renewed in different types of ways rather than going through the same process of a brand new idea being brought to the JCP for standardization, which, of course, will still continue to happen. We want to continue to have members who have ideas for bringing new JSRs to the JCP, of course, be able to do that, as well as to be able to continue to embrace the idea of independent implementation, which is, of course, you know, one of the cornerstones of the JCP and the Java platform. So the third thing that we'll look at is, well, we've looked at the executive committee before. It's evolved over time. Are there ways that we want to modify the executive committee in terms of the size, scope, our frequency of meetings, and then aligning duties and responsibilities. So those, I think, are the broad categories of things that we'll look at. We haven't started our working group yet, but we will be starting in June 2018. So, of course, for ourselves, we have a poll to select the best time. We will be kicking that off later this month. And forming a JSR. We haven't written the JSR text yet, We've discussed it a couple of times in the executive committee meetings. We're discussing it here with the community. So I think I'll leave that at this point for any questions or comments or clarifications that any of the EC members want to make on that topic. Okay. Well, as I said, as we start at JSR, we'll, of course, have the formal mechanisms and feedback channels for community to share if you're listening to this as a recording after the fact. So send us thoughts and feedback. So we'll move on to the next item now, which is crowdfunding to support Java standards by the London Java community. Martijn Verberg is on the phone, so I'll hand it over to him. I have some slides that he prepared on WebEx, and they'll also be available on the meeting summary page that will be published on jcp.org.
Cool. Thanks, Heather. So this is a slide update to the presentation I gave back in May. So some of the material will be familiar to the people who've seen that presentation before, but I have got a couple of updates to give. And this ties into the conversation we had in the previous hour about how, you know, the EC and the JCP can do more to help OpenJDK and Java SE in particular. So next slide, please. So the challenge that we feel Java faces today is that Java 9 and I think Oracle have reported that has had very high download rates, so a lot of people are trying Java 9, but I think through, you know, anecdotally and through conference polls and also from customers that we see, we're not seeing a lot of people actually taking Java 9 on in production. And there's a few reasons around that. Some of it is to do with technical compatibility, that there are a sort of a chain of libraries and dependencies, build tools, development environments, et cetera, application servers, and so on, that don't work smoothly under Java 9 or Java 10. And there's also the new release cycle with the six-month cadence and some confusion and uncertainty around what things like long-term support actually means, how long that's for, whether it's free or not, and, of course, the massive move of Java EE to the Eclipse Foundation. So with all of this happening, quite a few community projects or libraries or frameworks or tools have fallen through the cracks, so to speak, especially with regards to Java 9 and 10 support. And what we're looking to do is to minimize the gap between Java 8 and Java 9 plus, or minimize the amount of time people are unwilling or unable to migrate to Java 9 and onwards. So next slide, please. So we've really identified several projects that need help.
Oh, Martijn, you're cutting out. I can't understand. Maybe try again. So projects that need help, that was the last thing I heard. Are other people hearing what's happening?
No, we can't. I can't hear him either.
Okay.
Heather.
No.
I just DM'd him.
Yeah, he cut out when he got cut out by you. Wait.
All right, so we'll just give him a minute, maybe to rejoin, or maybe it was a problem with his headset. So. Martin, we still can't hear you. If you're speaking. Oh, he's trying to rejoin. Okay. He just sent me a message, so we'll bear with us a couple more minutes. Sorry about that. All right, are you back? Okay, I think that beep was him leaving. So again, just a minute.
Hello.
All right, we can hear you now. I can.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah, I swapped to my mobile phone, so hopefully this is a bit clearer. So the projects and communities that we think need help are things like Apache Maven, various Jakarta EE migrations, underlying tools that lots of people rely on, like ASM and ByteBuddy, as well as the build farm for Adopt OpenJDK itself. And there's more projects that we're identifying as we sort of go through. Next slide, please. So one of the first pieces of work we identified from the last time I spoke is that we need to understand where Java 9 adoption is not happening due to a popular library or framework not being able to run or compile on Java 9. So we've gotten together with some folks from Google and from Apache Maven. So Google has a mirror or a clone of Maven Central, and we're going to use BigQuery to go through Maven Central and identify which libraries are not capable of running on Java 9, and that will be the sort of initial focus for the crowdfunding campaign. Then we also are going to take a look at which libraries or frameworks support the automatic module name, which means it can minimally run on the module path, and then which libraries are actually starting to go fully modularized. So once we do that data analysis and data gathering, then we'll sort of understand better where we need to plug the gaps. Next slide, please. So the strategic goals for the crowdfunding is to make sure that developers have continued free access to OpenJDK or a Java SE that they can use, that they can develop on. At the moment, that is, again, a little bit unclear whether they currently have access to that. We want to see first-class support for the module system inside the most popular build tools. And we want to help Jakarta EE move faster at Eclipse. It's doing really well over there, but I think it's a case that we can actually throw more engineers, more resources, more people at it and help it go faster. Next slide, please. So the next steps. So we have hired a crowdfunding specialist in London to help us run the campaigns. They have made the suggestion that we should likely split things into two campaigns. One is to focus around producing known good OpenJDK binaries and making sure that Java is actually continues to be available for the developer community in particular, as well as end users. So we'll start one crowdfunding campaign via that mechanism. And then everything else, helping out, you know, frameworks and libraries like Maven, like ByteBuddy, et cetera, will be done via a separate campaign. And the reason is because we feel that there are two very different target audiences for those campaigns. We feel that large organizations and vendors will likely want to support the build farm and to ensure that we have OpenJDK binaries out there for usage. And probably the day-to-day developer or smaller organizations have more of a direct interest in making sure things like Yoda time, for example, is up to date. So our minimum aim is to have 1 to 2 full-time equivalent engineers for each of the campaigns. And we're just still working out, you know, sort of the goals and reward system that people can commit to. Next slide, please. So what I'm hoping that the EC can do, anyone else listening to the call, and we're sending this message out to the various user group communities and Java champions, et cetera, is we need people to come and help us do the data mining of Maven Central that I previously mentioned, so we can determine who needs the most help. We would like help in determining more projects, more goals, more rewards for the crowdfunding. We aim to start both the campaigns in September. August is a bit of a sleepy time for everyone who's in the Northern Hemisphere going on summer holidays. And we think we will need to take the rest of June and July to get the campaigns up and running fully and properly and make sure we've got all the legal boxes ticked, et cetera. So please do contact me on the email there or on Twitter, or drop an email on any of the regular mailing lists that you might belong to, whether that be the JCP or the user group leaders or the Java champions. And I think that's the last slide, Heather. Pretty sure it is. Yep.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so any questions or comments?
We must have everybody on Pacific time zone today still waking up drinking their coffee. Thanks, Martijn, for the update. Like you said, we discussed this in the EC meeting, so it's good to have an update. I don't have any additions. I guess I'll check on the chat and just make sure we don't have any questions that people are sharing with me privately. If anyone's listening community-wise on the call, wants to give a question, maybe you don't want to ask publicly, you're free to put a question in the chat window. You can send it to me privately if you wish, and we can answer your questions. Or go ahead and you can ask now on the call if you have a question you want to ask on this topic or the previous topic. Tends to be we don't get too many questions on these calls, but I always like to give an opportunity. So I'll wait a minute and make sure we don't have any questions. I don't see any questions. So I think we've covered our two agenda items that we had on the agenda for today. So future JCP.next effort, as well as the crowdfunding effort from the London Java community. So I think both of these things will carry on for the next several months. So especially the JCP.next, I'll be discussing that JSR proposal with the executive committee, and you can look for that on JCP.org if you want to follow along. And Martijn, you said this is going to be contact you for additional details either on Twitter or an email, and I'm sure at some point there'll be a page where you can get more information to join, but the slides that were just presented are on the June public EC meeting agenda page, or this one will be as soon as it's published, with the conference recording from this call today. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining. Executive committee members, I will talk to you in the JCP.next working group in our next JCP EC telecon in July. The next public EC meeting will be in December 2018.
Cool. Thanks, Heather.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day or your evening.
Bye.
Thanks, Omar.